And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, Columbia University is back in session and proving once again to be a hotbed of leftist indoctrination. Pro-Palestinian protesters have disrupted the start of classes, showing clearly that they're more interested in their political theatrics than actual education. They've been pushing for the university to cut ties with Israel, and it's just a reminder how a lot of our institutions of higher learning have become breeding grounds for anti-Western sentiment. The university's task force on anti-Semitism is a classic example of too little too late. While they fumble with inclusion training and workshops, the real issue, the infiltration of radical ideologies into our education system, is going unaddressed. Don't you think it's time we reclaimed our universities from those who seek to undermine our values and alliances? I do. And the recent Russian attack on a Ukrainian military institute resulted in 50 deaths and underscores an ongoing failure of the Biden administration's foreign policy. President Zelensky is calling for more air defense systems, and while he does that, we wonder how much more American taxpayer money is going to be funneled into this conflict before we start addressing our own pressing domestic issues. That's just my brain working. I don't know, it's probably wrong. And the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy's declaration of parental mental health as a public health issue is a thinly veiled attempt to expand government overreach into family life. Instead of promoting self-reliance and traditional family structures, the left continues to push for more government intervention. The real solution is strengthening families, not creating more dependence on the government. And to Nigeria, where the brutal persecution of Christians continue. Over 16,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria in just 4 years. It's a tragedy that the mainstream media continues to ignore. And speaking of Nigeria, Open Doors International has released a report detailing the destruction of Christian communities in that country by Islamic terrorists. Interviews with persecuted Christians reveal a tale of displacement, violence, and discrimination. It's a reminder of the ongoing challenges faced by believers all over the world. Continue praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria and all over the world. And in Vermont, Mid-Vermont Christian Academy is appealing a judge's decision to uphold its ban from sporting activities. The girls' basketball team at the school forfeited a game against a team that included a biological male player. The fact that a Christian school is being punished for adhering to basic biological truths shows just how far the radical gender ideology has infiltrated our institutions. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.